This is the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now here is your host, Drayton Hogarth.
Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Sunday night at 6 for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Crystal Pools, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, I-95 Toyota, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Rocky Hidalgo. Welcome, coach.
Thanks, Drayton.
Well, this past Saturday, the Glenn Academy Red Terriers welcomed the East Jackson Eagles to the Golden Isles and put together a dominant performance, 34-14. And the final score was clearly not indicative of the complete command of the game that Glenn demonstrated from start to finish. Coach, the fireworks started early and often. Opening kickoff was returned for a touchdown. Did that really help set the tone for the game? Because this game was something you didn't want to let the opponent kind of stick around and believe they had a chance to win.
Yeah, you know, we didn't want to pull, a nickel state with Georgia and hang around to the bitter end. We did. It's something that we wanted to, you know, anytime you want to start fast in any game. I mean, it really is. And it's a, we preached our kids, start fast and finish strong. This was just kind of what we want to do. We want to go out and you know, we always preach about, let's return this. We get a big play on the opening kickoff. And I don't think there's a coach out there that doesn't say that. Let's go stick this one in the end zone. I'm pretty sure nobody's going, hey, let's bobble the ball and get 4 yards here. So, but it was something, they kicked it out there, got it in to Trey, and Trey's a really good athlete, and he showed a little shake and bake there and stuck in the end zone.
Good. Definitely. And there were two touchdown returns for kickoffs. Was that any particular setup on special teams and practice, or was it just good fundamentals on blocking?
Well, we had seen some things on tape, and Coach Kip Hall, our special teams coordinator, did a really nice job of kind of scheming up a return versus them. It was the way they aligned. We were able to kind of shield some guys off, get them out, kind of take them out of the picture, and create some running lanes for the returners.
Gotcha. And then Brandon Jernigan on the second drive took a long option play to the house. Talk a little bit about Brandon's maturation and transition to the offense, and he's not even been over at Glenn for a full season yet, really.
Yeah, you know, Brandon's played a lot of football, and, it's amazing when you watch him get the ball in space, how quickly he accelerates. He's really fast, and if you don't know that, you should come watch him on Friday night, because when he takes off, I mean, he can run on the beach and not leave footprints. He's that fast. We keep trying to figure out ways to find him, to find ways to get him the football. It's a big part of what we do when we break down tape and see how we can get him the ball in space.
Tyler Grant has also stepped up and really asserted himself as another big-time threat in your team's offense. Tell us a little bit about Tyler's progression in the offense.
Well, you know, Tyler is incredibly strong, but he's fast. I mean, he can really run. And he's a kid that he does a lot of things well other than just run the ball. Everybody sees him run the ball, but one of the things he does really well, he blocks very well. He's a physical kid. We use him in a lot of different situations as a second back and to go put a hat on a linebacker. And the things that make him a good running back with the ball in his hand also makes him a very good blocker. He's strong, he's explosive, and he's a really unselfish kid that goes out there and blocks for Kendall, and when he gets the football, he makes things happen.
Mm-hmm. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And continuing to talk on Tyler, when did you really notice it kind of start to click for him on the field?
Well, you know, I think he started to get comfortable in what we were doing. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, as soon as he showed up at our place, he was a good football player. He showed up at our place and was a good football player. Last year he spent a lot of time on the scout team, and he gave us fits and made us better running the football on the scout team. We were excited to kind of get him out there on the field this year and show what he could do on a Friday night. He's got a lot of ability, and most importantly, he's only a junior, so he'll be back next year.
Yeah. make next year. Good to have, be prepared for next year already. Other than the early hit on DJ, and they scooped and stripped the ball loose from DJ, looked like your offensive line had a very good job, kind of assessed their performance from the game on Saturday.
Well, you know, we sat Trayshawn Bacon and Amari Cross, both of them kind of were banged up with some knee injuries, and it's nothing serious. They'll be ready to go in a couple of weeks, but we wanted to sit them, give them a chance to rest. If it was a big game, they probably both could have played. Matthew Torbert and Josh Anderson did a nice job, filling in for those guys. The play where DJ lost the ball, it was a, you know, we just, pass protection, everybody just thinks you just kind of get in there and block. But, you know, there's depending on which way the protection slides, depending on, the call, where the pressure's coming from, those guys' sets, their pass sets, can all be very different. And it was something that, you know, we screwed up a set. It was a soft set. We should have had a more physical set. And the kid did a nice job. He turned the corner on us and got a hand and stripped the ball out of DJ's hand. And, you know, their kids are going to make plays too. You know, that's one of those things. It was a nice play by them. We just got to go back and go back and compete on the offensive side and go erase that one.
When you first got here to Glenn, have you had to kind of develop some offensive line depth, or was there a good sound foundation here to begin with?
Well, I think, you know, I think they had some kids here. I think one of the things we've done is, and Coach Chase Hart, our offensive coordinator, offensive line coach, James Perry, who works for the offensive line, I think we probably put a lot of emphasis on it. You can't win without offensive line play. You can't fake blocking people. And a lot of people think you can. You can't. So, you know, I came from a school where in 18 years we probably sent 25 kids to go play college football as offensive line. That's what we were known for at Walton High School. And that's important to me. I came in, and during the interview, I said, we're going to develop offensive linemen. Because if you don't have offensive linemen, you're not going to be consistent. And even if you have big kids, if they don't block anybody, it doesn't really matter. So you have to have guys who put a hat on a hat and are consistent up there. And that's the big thing, is consistency. And those guys are kind of have to gel together and work together and learn how each other plays next to them, because it's not, they don't play as individuals, they play as a unit. And that's the most difficult thing to get good at in football, is offensive line play.
Now this year, you guys have had a knack, it seems, for springing big plays more so this year. Is that a product of guys being more experienced in the offense, or is it a matter of having more weapons at your disposal?
It's a product of fast kids. I mean, that's the truth. You don't get big plays with a bunch of slow kids. It's just, people just run you down. We have a lot of kids who have a second year. I mean, Kendall Cross, we talk about Tyler, Brandon, DJ, you know, Devin Peacock. I mean, we have guys who can run, and so when they get in open space, it means it spells trouble for defense. You know, so that's part of it. The other side of it is we probably had a speed advantage on some of these teams as well. And you know, as we get in the playoffs, you're not going to have that advantage. What you have to do is you have to execute. You have to be efficient. You have to be able to drive the ball. Defensively, we want to force people to drive the football. My motto is, if you give the offense enough chances, they'll screw it up. So we want to make them drive the ball, not give up big plays. And we're in the same boat. We're getting big plays, but we have to become more efficient on offense so that when somebody forces us to drive the field, that we can finish drives.
Gotcha. More to come on the Rocky Hit All Go Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
That laid-back island atmosphere and great pizza, what a combination. And you will find it at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. $5.99 lunch specials that include your drink. Enjoy the best patio on the island and beat the heat with the cool, damp breeze of the patio misters. Don't forget your furry friends. The patio is pet-friendly. MellowMushroom.com, and like Mellow Mushroom on Facebook at St. Simon's Mellow.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location from Mellow Mushroom on Tech Simons. This segment brought to you by Mellow Mushroom, I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, the Red Terror defense seemed to be swarming all over the field Saturday. What was your overall takeaway from the defense's perspective?
I think we were very physical. We played a lot of kids, and that was good. I mean, our two defense played, you know, all the second quarter, the third quarter, and probably half of the first, really and truly. So we got a chance to see a lot of kids. We're still looking to develop some kids to play for us here or there. We feel like we've got some competition still, some spots to start, competition spots to spell kids, and we're trying to figure out exactly going into region play in the playoffs who those kids are going to be. So we got a lot of good tape on some kids. I think a lot of kids played really well, but we'll just have to go back and check the tape out and kind of grade it out and see where everybody ranks on the depth chart.
All right. Talk a little more on your defensive line and how they, all season long, they've really been disruptors in the backfield.
Well, you know, I think it all starts with Tyler Cleghorn as our nose guard. Tyler played for us last year as a sophomore. He's a really, really good football player. He's a really good high school football player. He is. Devin Roberson was first team all region last year. He didn't play Saturday. He's nursing an ankle injury that he got in the Camden game. So we sat him and let him heal up. I think he'll be ready to go for Wayne County. But Devin's a really explosive kid. He's really developed into a leader for our kids. I mean, but he's a very vocal kid, and it's exciting to see where he's come as a person, as a player. I mean, because he's done such a tremendous job from a leadership capacity, with the front up there. Tate Griffin has done a nice job, and Tate's one of those program kids. He was a good player as a sophomore, hung in last year, played a little bit. As a junior, played some JV last year as a junior to develop himself, and now he's starting a defensive line, and he's a very technical player, very coachable kid, does exactly what he's coached to do. And then we've got some guys behind him that come in and spell. Dorian Jenkins does a nice job, Tavares Grant, Isaiah McDonald, all do really good. Darnell Tresvant, they all get in. Marlon Taylor is a sophomore who plays a ton. He started the game. Marlon is going to be a spectacular high school football player, and it's really exciting to see the potential he has and where he can go.
You're listening to the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you mentioned earlier you were able to play a lot of people yesterday. How did the youngsters do, in your opinion?
You know, I think they did fine. It's hard because you get the ones ready. I know everybody thinks you just. There's an illusion that you get practice time with your twos to get them ready for games. It's really hard because in a practice you may get to run 50, 60 plays in a practice, and so 85% of those plays are run by your starters, and so you just don't have enough time to get good, proficient with your backup. So to give them an opportunity to go play in a game like that is really good. The other side is they don't get a lot of preparation time. We gave them more preparation time leading up to this game, but they don't get a lot of prep time. So, you know, you're going to have some mistakes and some execution errors. I think we have some good young kids who have a chance down the line to really be good football players at Glenn Academy. I'm excited to kind of see them and go back and watch the tape and see how they did when they got in there. What I look for is their level of effort. If they do things wrong, that doesn't bother me so much. What I really care about is their level of effort. Are they straining That's the first thing, is are they running around, they're playing hard. And if they play hard and they're physical and they're competing, then that gets me excited. I know we can coach them to do the right thing later on.
Right. As you kind of alluded to it, but that is an opportunity for kids to get more playing time going in and playing hard anyway.
It is.
That opportunity.
Yeah, you know, and that's the whole thing. We can't have, you know, obviously your starters are your best players, but you can't have a drop-off in effort when somebody comes in. And if you have a drop-off in effort, that's an issue. And so we preach to our kids, 9 through 12, the first thing is to play hard. You know, I have had very few rules with our kids. I only give them three rules. One of them is to play fast. And that's everybody. And I don't care if they know what to do. They should do the wrong thing fast as possible.
Tell me, in this kind of game where there's so many guys that get to play, does that kind of help ramp up camaraderie on the team where kids, you know, busting their butts during the week, finally get playing time? And then also the guys that normally start get to cheer on the guys from the sidelines.
It is. And what I preach to our kids, our starters, I'm like, look, man, these guys are out here, you know, doing all the dirty work in practice and, you know, getting the fire knocked out of them. You owe it to them to go out and play well. I mean, it would be easy to just look around and go, hey, we're not playing a great team. We don't have to prepare like we're supposed to. We can beat them without a supreme effort. But, you know, you can do that. But what's important is those starters owe a responsibility to those kids who don't get a chance to play. They want to see them play. Our kids get excited to see those guys run in and play because they know football is a really hard sport. 90% of what you do is not very fun. Practice, you got 50 pounds of equipment on, it's hot, coaches are screaming at you. And to give them an opportunity to go out in some games against Camden, against East Jackson, have a chance to get on the field, that's important to me, and it's important to our other kids. So, you know, it matters.
Right, right. Now, you guys are entering your bye week this week. What's kind of the plan for the extra days off? Are you going to have extra days off for you guys, or are you going to kind of maintain your routine?
We'll practice 3 days this week. And so we get some time off. So, you know, I tell this all the time to our kids, and you guys have probably heard me say it, never underestimate the value of rest. I think that's important. We've got a long season in front of us, especially if you want to go play and, you know, make a run to the state championship game. We're talking another 12 weeks of football. So it's great to have the chance to sit your kids, give them a chance to rest, recover, and then refocus back on football. So that's what we'll do. We'll practice Monday and Tuesday. We'll take Wednesday off. We'll do a scrimmage day Thursday, where we'll finish with the young kids scrimmaging for about 35, 45 minutes, something like that. We'll spend a lot of time this week on fundamentals, some things that kind of pop up that you don't have a chance to really go through in a normal practice schedule. One of the things is some ball security stuff in terms of just, you know, scoop and score, how to recover a fumble. Those are things that sometimes in just the heat of just trying to get ready to play a game, you don't have a chance to go over. But I put it on my list this week that we're gonna do scoop and score and recover fumble work because we haven't done it. And every time we practice onside kicks, our kids don't know how to do it. It's going to cost us a game, so we're going to work on it this week.
Gotcha. Sounds good. We will be right back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Need an attorney who specializes in personal injury and criminal law? Alan David Tucker. He fights for the rights of the injured and accused, located next to the waterfront at 9 St. Andrews Court. Since 1982, Alan David Tucker has been practicing law in the Golden Isles and helped thousands of people just like you solve their legal problems. Give Alan David Tucker a call. Proud supporter of Glenn Academy Athletics, 912-267-7123, and let's go Terriers!
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy? Or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service, it's your pool, it's our business.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah. The best print shop in Glynn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Welcome back to the Glynn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach, with the off week, do the coaches get the weekend off too, or are you guys going to head out and scout future opponents, or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, we don't work on Sunday, the sun, so, you know, as in the Sunday fall in the East Jackson game, we didn't work, which is today, so that's, we usually work from, you know, 10 to 6 or 7, but we take this Sunday off. On Friday night, I give the coaches the option if they want to go scout. If they want to come and scout, they can come. I buy them a steak, we go to dinner, and we'll go watch somebody. But the other side, if they want to go spend time with their families, I understand that. When I go watch a game, I don't really scout it. I don't really write anything down, honestly. I want to see the player's demeanor, the coach's demeanor. And that's pretty much it. The rest of it I'll get on film. So it's really about me going to be a high school football fan, enjoy the night, see how their kids react to some stuff. Some of that you can't see on tape. So, you know, when something good happens in the game, how they react, especially when something bad happens, when adversity happens, how they react, how their coaches react, because that's important, because you can learn a lot if you get down on somebody, how their coaches react and kind of use it against them, you know, psychological warfare or something like that. I don't know.
There you go. All right. Of course, next week's show, we'll talk a little more in-depth about Wayne County Yellow Jackets, but give us a little preview on Coach Chastain's Yellow Jackets.
You know, I haven't seen them too much. I've watched them briefly a little bit, but I hadn't spent a whole lot of time on them because they're not up on the schedule.
Right.
We'll spend time on them next week, and we'll put a game plan together. I know they return a lot of kids. They probably had as good a young players as anybody in South Georgia. Their freshmen and sophomore, they were some really talented young kids. And I know they've got the young tailback who's a special kid over there. And their defensive line was really talented a year ago. All those kids are back. So, you know, I expect them to be a big physical football team. And they're 0-4, so they're going to be fighting the tail off to get in the win column.
All right. We kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, the offensive line talk. Coach up the fans a little bit more when it comes to offensive line play, if you don't mind. How has coaching offensive line kind of evolved with the move to the spread and up-tempo offenses? Has there much change?
Well, you know, like anything else, it changes a ton. So depending on what offense you run, your linemen need to have different skill sets. So, you know, if you're a true I-back team where kids just run man and gap schemes, it's going to be different than if you have to teach a kid zone schemes. If you're a big zone scheme team, you've got to teach zone concepts, and not just one zone. You're talking about inside zone, mid zone, outside zone. So each one comes with different footwork, different hand placement, and how to work with the guy next to you. So there's a lot that goes in. That's a big question. We could spend weeks talking about offensive line play. The biggest thing is, you know, everybody who talks about pad level, hand placement in the footwork. I mean, you'd be surprised the little things just about how they drag their foot on the backside of a play on a step. It is incredibly important. You know, the one thing we preach with our down linemen is we try to get two steps in the ground before our opponent gets one. So we got to have, you know, quick burst, quick footwork, two, boom, boom. Yeah, that's how we want it to sound, boom, boom. Gain some ground before he gets one foot in the ground. So there's a lot that goes into offensive line play. And at the end of the day, it's a big part of it is just trying to take your face and smear it on the other guy. And if they're not willing to do that, they're never going to play. You can't be a pacifist up there because you got a guy literally is trying to run you over on the other side of you. So you got to be a special type of person to play on the line of scrimmage on either side, and you just got to have a little nastiness to you.
All right. how much of that is just they're just born with that, and how much of that can be coached?
If a person stands behind you, it's like this. It's the Russians did this. They send the first wave of soldiers into battle, and the second wave would be behind them with loaded rifles. And if they turned around, they shot them. It's kind of like that with offensive line play. There's a big ugly coach standing behind them, screaming at them. And it depends if they fear the guy across from or the coach more. So that's you. But you know, some kids show up and they're physical and all that stuff. But big kids generally aren't. They have to learn to be physical because their mom's been telling them their whole life, you know, be go easy. You're bigger than him. Go easy. You're bigger than him. Football is a place that they don't have to go easy anymore. And that's what I tell them. You've been told for 15 years to go easy because you're bigger than him. You don't have to go easy. Let loose.
All right, and other than just firing off the line, what can fans kind of look to get indications of pass blocking and run blocking?
If you watch enough film and you watch closely, you can always tell if an offense is going to be running or passing. You can pretty much tell somebody is giving it away. We call it bird dogging. But it's hard. Everybody thinks you just can tell the kids that. It's very hard. There's so much going on for the defensive personnel. It's hard for them to spot that stuff. They're trying to get the call, get lined up. And there's not a lot of time to do that before the offense is snapping the ball. So there's very few opportunities in the game to take advantage of that. But the big thing is just a high hat, low hat. I mean, if a guy's head goes backward on the snap of the ball, it's going to be passed, or he's getting run over. And that's a bad thing if you're running the football.
This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. There's been a lot of talk lately about, in the NFL and at college, about eliminating kickoffs for player safety. What's kind of your thought process on that, and is that the best route to take for that?
That's tough because, I mean, it's a big part of the game. I'm all for player safety. Now, you know, I'll say this. I've coached high school ball for 20 years, and in 20 years, I can count probably on one hand the number of concussions I've had kids who I've coached with that they've had. I don't think we've had one at Glenn Academy in my 3 years here. And the truth of the matter is, I think some of the concern that the NFL has and major college football has is overblown a little bit at the high school level, simply because they're playing with guys who are physically mature. They're playing with guys who are bigger and faster and stronger than anybody on a high school football field. And so those collisions, the contact you get in an NFL game, you very seldom get anything like that in a high school game. Very seldom do you have a big collision like that. One of the things we teach our return team is we're not just falling back and going to try to run face first into somebody. That's going to be a high impact collision. What we want to do is we want to approach them and then take a side. We're going to block right or left depending on the return call. And what we want to do is we want to shield that body. That guy's running down. We don't have to influence him to get out of the lane. We don't have to have a big violent collision. All we have to do is attack one half of his body and funnel that guy instead of left or right, depending on what the call is. So I think that's something can be mitigated a little bit. But again, I think the NFL is trying to do these things because there's a lot of PR stuff with concussions, and you hear a lot about these things. But the flip side of that is, high school football and college, I mean, even college football, NFL football, they're miles apart. And most of our kids they're playing against 15, 16-year-old kids that are not physically mature, and most of them really can't bust a break if they wanted to. And things we've done to mitigate those things are like rugby-style tackling. Coaches have been proactive with all that stuff with player safety. But I don't know how you do it if you eliminate. I'm not a fan of eliminating the kickoff. I think it's in 3 years here, we haven't had somebody go down and get hurt on that yet. And I can't remember a kid in 20 years being injured because of it.
Right. Just so everybody knows, he did knock on wood when he said no injuries on kickoff returns so far. All right, last thing, you mentioned some of your rules. There's been kind of a more and more instances of players on long runs dropping the ball behind them on before they get to the end zone. Have you ever talked to your players and let them know to not do that kind of thing before celebrations?
No, my kids know if they do something stupid like that, I'll just punch them in the head. That's pretty much a given what I tell them, pretty much. If you do anything stupid like that, I'm going to punch you in the head. So that's standing rule for pretty much anything. You know, I mean, I have seen that. It's been crazy the last 2 or 3 weeks. There's been a ton of it. We'll probably do it this week, as a matter of fact, now that you brought it up. It's different. Our budget's not very much, so, you know, those footballs are expensive, so I expect them to run it back to the sideline and give it to the ball boy so we don't lose one. So we have not had that problem, thank goodness, and hopefully we will not in the future.
good to hear. Let's definitely hope not. So Glenn County has this week off. Get ready the following week for Wayne County Yellow Jackets, another good, tough opponent for Lynn. But that'll wrap it up for tonight. Thank you for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's and join us every Sunday night at 6 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. This is Drayton Hogarth signing off.